From the Mercy One Studio, live from the Iowa State Fair.
Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. Now, hear the good news and be not afraid.
Be Not Afraid is underwritten by Associated Ophthalmologists.
Good morning. Welcome to Be Not Afraid. And this amazing breeze in this morning at the State Fair, Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Father Fabian Moncada, and today I have my guest, Monsignor Vicente.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father Fabian.
A first time in Iowa State Fair.
Isn't this wonderful?
It's wonderful and a very coloring people and many, many things to learn and enjoy in this State Fair. But before to moving forward, Monsignor, let us begin in the name of the Father, and in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we lift our hearts to you. As the dawn breaks, may we carry the unity we share into every moment, knowing that we are one with the rising Christ. Lord, we lift our eyes to you. As the sun rises, may this moment stay with us, reminding us to look for the beautiful colors of promise in your word. Lord, we lift our prayers to you. As the dew air falls, may the breeze this morning in and in know that like the earth, you sustain us, keep us, and work within us always. And so we lift our voices to you. We celebrate the greatest day in history when Jesus rose from death, defeated darkness, and battled the world in a stunning resurrection light. May we ever live to praise to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Monsignor, back to this very good scenario as the State Fair. It's very curious how these similitudes with different festivities and carnivals, quotation marks, that we have in South America that
Isn't that true? It's really wonderful to go down there and see the community.
Absolutely.
The celebration of community.
That's right.
They celebrate.
As I was talking with you out of the program, was really interesting how people came together to celebrate in a different topics.
That's right.
Like agriculture topics, animal topics, food topics, but at the same time, that thematic.
Working around the
different kind of carnivals and festivals.
And the music, of course, and the dancing, too.
Food. We cannot escape that very delightful and sometimes fatty experience of food as well.
Right.
Monsignor, any kind of good memories from this State Fair?
Oh, yes. You know, I was raised in Des Moines, so we came here every year, and I've seen the fairgrounds develop over the years, and it's wonderful. I was noticing in your opening prayer the fact that the sun is rising, and I was thinking of that. We're looking at the sun.
Right.
And under these trees, there's such a nice breeze, and it's just a way of really capturing the good time in Iowa when it's warm and summertime. We came out here all the time.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful connection also, Monsignor, that people have a time to enjoy.
That's right.
Through the excuse of the State Fair. Enjoy also food and camaraderie as well as music, as you mentioned. This is also a grace from God that we are in the capable manner to enjoy in a respectful manner, in a peaceful manner, joyful as well, this kind of events like the State Fair.
You know, and people do stop by here. We're at tables outside, and during the day people come and they'll see the tents, the beautiful tents that we have for Iowa Catholic Radio, and they stop by and they say hi, a visit, sometimes pick up a rosary or a medal.
Or stop by for confession as well.
That
is good, huh?
This is another
spot created to reconcile ourselves and our soul to God as well.
That's right. It is. That's one of the purposes, this outreach, Catholic outreach, in the Iowa State Fair. And the Iowa Catholic Radio is doing that in a very positive way, wonderful way.
At the same time, it's important to see the hands of God through the different kind of technology, how the people have been taking care of animals and taking food as well. Also, it's God's creation.
It is about
it's God's creations.
Yes.
And create this amazing encounter of divine presence as well.
That's right. It helps us to see that the world that we have is a gift from God and that we need to take care of it. And so that's one of the topics they talk about too at the fair is care for the world.
Absolutely. Another important point to keep in mind, Monsignor, I guess it's also that multicultural event that means the state fair. Multicultural means that's a matter about the language, that's a matter about the race, that's a matter about social economical position and condition. We are here to enjoy together.
If that's right. And when we add the other cultures, when we add all the cultures together, it's a much more beautiful mix than if it's just one culture.
Absolutely, absolutely. Another manner how we encounter Jesus.
That's
as
right.
The slogan from Iowa Catholic Radio.
That's right. That's their slogan.
Monsignor, for how long has been this state fair?
You know, I think it's 100 years old. I'm pretty sure it is. Anyway, about thereabouts, and it's been a long, long time here.
We can talk also about the numbers. It's a lot of participants and visitors as well for this state fair. You mentioned in the way to come into the state fair, close to 1 million.
There'll be a million.
Wow.
Yes, people. Wow. About 100,000 a day come to the state fair.
That means a very active and productive.
That's right.
A productive event as well. So, based on in these kind of comments, we can connect it to how important it is to praise God for the many blessings that we have been receiving. Especially, Monsignor, in this kind of turmoil season,
right.
Moments that a lot of hatred is, a lot of scary experiences like a couple weeks ago in Texas. So now it's time to refresh in terms of positive and optimistic manner ourselves, always looking to encounter Jesus in our daily
That's
life.
That's right. We want to begin each day with turning our thoughts, our minds, and hearts to God and know that He is with us during that day and He's going to protect us and watch over us. And we just turn our lives over to Him.
And it's a beautiful connection also to doing with this coming Sunday gospel. You know? The Lord said, I came to cast fire upon the earth. And sometimes we are a little bit scared. Oh, my Lord, the Lord will be came to burden us? So what happened here? It's beautiful how St. Luke in the chapter 12, verses 49 to 53, describe how it's this experience from God in terms of deliverance and healings. If may I invited you, Monsignor, you can read for us the gospel for this coming Sunday.
Okay, this is the gospel according to St. Luke. I came to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am constrained until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For henceforth in one house there will be five divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ.
Very interesting piece of the Gospel. A little bit tricky to discern what the Lord tried to say. Let us make a pause. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be not afraid.
Support Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo, heard Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Confluence Brewing Company is a local brewery in Des Moines featuring seasonal and limited release beers. They have cans and growlers to go, apparel, and other gifts for family and friends. Live music is featured in the tap room. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake. Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio on the web at confluencebrewing.com. That's confluencebrewing.com.
Welcome back to Iowa Catholic Radio, 11:50 a.m., 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Monsignor Vincent, Father Fabian, and Be Not Afraid. Monsignor, and a piece of the gospel, a little bit hard to listen and understand
right.
as well.
It is know? Difficult.
So, let us make a question. Do you want to be on fire for God? Jesus shocked his disciples when he declared that he will catch fire and cause division rather than peace upon the earth. What kind of fire did Jesus have in mind here?
You know, I think that's really something that we who follow the Holy Spirit think about frequently, is the fact that if we are on fire, if we have a passion to carry out our Heavenly Father's work, that we are on fire. And Jesus was definitely on fire, because in this part of the gospel, he's looking forward to the fact that one day he's going to go to Jerusalem and he will be put to death. And he knows he does this for our salvation, and he just had an intense passion to get this done. Sometimes when we have a duty and we know that we want to get that behind us,
right,
we're on fire.
And why this kind of language create a little bit anxious and a little bit scary senses in our heart? Probably we are innate to be more close to Jesus himself.
That's right. In fact, that's how we're able to carry out his will for us, is the fact that we need to have his help, his assistance. We're not going to do it ourselves. It
right.
has to be help that comes from God. But we ourselves, too, need to be a little bit ignited.
You know, absolutely.
Anxious to bring the gospel to all the world. And we do that if we're on fire.
Follow your comment, the fire of God's purifying love and cleansing word. That means this kind of fire is not those experiences to burn out exclusively. It's a little bit far away from it.
That's right. In other words, it's something that's going to develop and unfold as time goes on. But we need to do that with direction, with prayer, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, too. The Holy Spirit is frequently referred to as the fire of God.
It's beautiful how this fire or action presence of the Holy Spirit will be enlighten us in our daily spiritual battle.
Yes.
Because we are in a daily warfare that we need to figure out how to attend multiple, not only temptations, also discern decisions and looking what is the way from the divine will.
That's right. And to be looking, you know, Jesus has a plan for us in this life. And it's the Holy Spirit that enlightens us, guides us, and gives us that enthusiasm that we need for carrying out the kingdom, bringing the kingdom of God to all those around us.
And it's very interesting, your words, Monsignor, and very eloquent explanation. How also, reading between lines in this piece of the gospel, how the Lord requests loyalty united versus division that separates us.
That's right. In Luke's gospel, a little bit earlier than this, Jesus is talking about unity in the kingdom how things work together. But then he talks about the realism of the fact that sometimes it doesn't all go as easily as we would like it to. Sometimes there is divisions, there's difference of opinion, and some people are with us and some people are not. So he encourages us through all of that to see, oh yeah, this is the path of God. But it's more important to pay attention to Jesus than it is our worldly concerns. You know, we can be all taken up with worldly things and not really pay attention to Jesus.
And sometimes when the Lord has been acting very kindly, we are a little bit resistant to pay attention and focus what is the goal of this message. And when the Lord used this kind of language, like make ourselves alert that we need to follow him. And this is a very, if may I use simplistic expression to talk, obviously, unity versus division. But at the same time, this world needs more unity around Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, you mentioned that, the little bit of reluctance we might have. You know, that we see out here at the State Fair, we see little kids, sometimes they go by,
uh-huh.
and sometimes they don't want to go where their parents want them to go. But it's all good things, you know, their parents want them. And we are the same way with God, you know, that sometimes God wants us to do something, and we're just reluctant to go there. And actually, when we realize that God is a good God, a God who watches over us, we should go there. But it's very human to be reluctant sometimes not to go there.
Absolutely. And how important is to really, in the literal and projection expression from our slogan from IO Catholic Radio, encounter Jesus.
That's right.
Encounter Jesus in our daily life, because it's an accustomed and consistent battle.
That's right.
You know?
It goes on every day.
Every day.
In our world, in the world today, there's so many distractions, all kinds of distractions that try to lead us astray, and we try to stay right with Jesus and what he's looking for from us.
And the time is so beautiful here at the State Fair. It's breezy, sunshine, beautiful. It's not too hot, not too cold. But at the same time, it's incredible how in some weeks we'll be enjoying the winter time as well, you know? And sometimes we need to realize that I don't want to use the challenges or changes. It's the transitions between seasons.
We live in a changing world. That's right.
So that means also in terms of our faith, we need to realize that we are facing multiple changes in our life that require to feed us with the presence and action of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Every day we look for that.
So this piece of the gospel helps us tremendously to see how the Lord encourages ourselves to be close with him and through him enjoying this temporal life in the transition to go to the eternal life, the final encounter with his divine presence at the eternal life.
That's right.
Continue asking the Lord to say, Lord Jesus, may the fire of your love consume me and transform our life, that we may truly desire nothing more than life with you. Fill us with the power and action of your Holy Spirit, that we may always seek to please you and do your eternal and divine will. Remember that we are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be Not Afraid with Father Fabian Moncada.
When you donate to CTO, you're helping more and more families send their kids to Catholic school. That's great, because more and more families qualify for tuition assistance every year. Your generosity makes a huge difference for thousands of families and kids who really need help. Plus, your donation qualifies you for great tax credits. Want to help? Please donate at ctoiowa.org. Let's do this for the kids and their future.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes An Evening with Father Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, December
December 7th, 7 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. Ut Fidem, Latin for Keep the Faith, strives to develop Dallin Catholic High School students who will keep the faith through college. Ut Fidem does this by supporting students in forming deep personal relationships with Christ through small group ministry and faith mentoring. Learn more about an evening with Father John Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, Saturday, December 7th at iowacatholicradio.com.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Deacon Tony Valdez. Would you consider a $30 a month donation? Your support keeps Iowa Catholic Radio on the air, connecting people to Christ.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio for the Carathon, Monday, August 26th.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, providing commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. 515-222-4860. Joe at tworiversglass.com.
Welcome back to Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be Not Afraid with Father Fabian Moncada. And today, from State Fair, Iowa State Fair, with Monsignor Larry Bissen.
Yes, good morning again.
Monsignor, this coming Thursday, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's a festivity, solemnity, or holiday of obligation?
It's a solemnity.
It's solemnity.
And it's a holy day of obligation. That's right. We do have masses for the people, and we expect that they will come. That's part of their obligation as a Catholic.
How understand day of obligation as a Catholic?
You know, I think it's very important to think about how serious am I about my journey to God. And if we're not serious at all, well, you know, take it easy. But when we're serious about coming to God and following His plan for us, there are certain signposts along the way, and those are all the Sundays, each Sunday, and then the solemnities like Christmas and Solemnity of the Mother of God, the Immaculate Conception, and now we have the Forgotten Holy Day, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
So the questions following, one of the questions following this is, if I miss the Mass in this solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I need to go for confession?
Unless there's some good reason why you're not there, but this is an obligation we have to attend Mass on Sundays and all the holy days of obligation as well, too.
So in that context, Monsignor, what is the meaning to have the solemnity of the Assumption? What pretend the Holy Mother, the Church, to enlighten this beautiful moment about the Assumption of Our Lady?
Well, you know, this occurred in 1950, and I was alive in 1950.
You are youngest. You are youngest than me in a spirit of war, of course.
And it was very important for us to recognize the fact that the Blessed Virgin Mary is in heaven, seated with her Son, who has also ascended into heaven. And it gives us comfort, because we're not just looking for a heaven that's kind of in the abstract, but we know that Mary and Jesus are there waiting for us, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, of course, too. But Mary is looking for us to join her and join her Son in heaven.
It's beautiful, the quote from St. Pius XII, the Immaculate Mother of God, the Ever Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into the heavenly glory.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So if we're talking about the Assumption of Our Lady, her assumption was with a body, soul as
That's
well.
That's right. Uh-huh. And, it gives us comfort. So we know gone ahead. I always think about the fact Mary is not just an example for us, but Mary actually prays for us. She intercedes for us. She wants us to make it into heaven to be with her and her divine Son, Jesus. And, you know, it's always Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We realize that. But it really is nice. It's a comfort to know that Mary, body and soul, is up in heaven already.
It's very interesting, Monsignor. It's a little bit tricky to understand. We can presume or assume that our Blessed Virgin Mary going into the resurrection, or is the assumption as well meaning resurrection for Our Lady?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question, and I think there's some distinctions that would have to be made there, because Mary, you know, we don't know. They talk about the dormition, the sleep of Mary.
Dormition, beautiful word.
That when when Mary's life on this earth was finished, that she was taken up into heaven. Whether she, we don't know exactly whether she died and was taken up to heaven or just taken up into heaven. You know, she was free from, immaculately conceived. So she was free from original sin.
Right.
So anyway, when it's all said and done, the important thing is that she is in heaven waiting for us. And it is a wonderful part of our faith to realize that not everything just occurs on this earth, that we also are preparing for that eternal life.
As believers in the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady, now in the Assumption of Our Lady, in terms of faith, what is the teaching of these marvelous events for us as a Catholics, Monsignor?
Okay, the fact that Mary was freed from original sin when she was conceived.
Firstly.
And as a result, she did not go through the stages that we will go through, where we die and are in the tomb. And eventually, Jesus will come in power and glory and raise us up.
Absolutely.
Mary either skipped that step or has already taken that step.
Very eloquent explanation. Monsignor, in this case, what is the role of the purgatory for us, different than for our Lady?
Yes. So Mary was conceived without sin. She was
right.
Always free from sin. So there would be no reason for her to go
to the purgatory. Right.
She had nothing. She was totally in tune with God's will and ready for entrance into His presence. And so, yeah, it's a very, but it, I think it's a comforting feast for us to think about how Mary is there praying for us and interceding for us, hoping that, you know, in that confident expectation that will happen, that we enter into heaven with her.
As at the same time, the perfect disciple, as the one of the litanies talking about, it's a beautiful example for our in our life. Monsignor, we are close to concluding our program today from State Fair. I'd like to encourage you to give us your blessing to send us in peace with the presence of Our Lady.
We ask that the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon all the listeners of Iowa Catholic Radio, its friends, and its staff.
Be not afraid. Father Fabian Moncada, Monsignor Vincent, God bless you.
Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. So go forward and be not afraid.
Be Not Afraid is underwritten by Associated Ophthalmologists.